Chapter 12. One evening, the following week, when we were putting our lasagna-covered dishes into the dishwasher, we heard an ambulance siren, Nino, Nino, coming down our street. Mariam and I both raced to the window, while Issa whined to be let down from the table. He was still eating, as usual, because he's super slow. The ambulance lights were flashing so brightly that the whole room was lit up. Mariam and I pressed our faces to the glass window. The ambulance had stopped next door and the paramedics were hurrying towards the front door. It's Mrs. Rogers, I said in surprise. Oh no, gasped Mum. Dad had his quick thinking face on. I should go, said Mum. Should I go? I should go. Mariam said, no way, she's horrible. Issa dropped his plate of freezing cold lasagna on the floor with a crash. Dad looked at it and breathed a sigh and ran his hand through his hair. He does that when he has his thinking face on. What if she doesn't want me? What if she sends me away and shouts at me in front of them? Mum said as she ran around the room putting a scarf on her head and putting her coat on inside out. It doesn't matter, darling. You go. At least you have done the right thing. Go and see if she doesn't need anything at all. She doesn't deserve it, said Mariam, and she folded her arms and threw herself onto the sofa. I went to the front door and watched as Mum hurried out of our gate. She reached the ambulance just as they were wheeling Mrs. Rogers out on a trolley. She was clutching her wrist and telling the paramedics how she had slipped in the bathroom. I'm here with you, Mum said softly. I mean, if you want. And then Mum put her hand out so Mrs. Rogers could hold it if she wanted. Mrs. Rogers looked really pale and scared. She said in a small voice, John isn't here. And then she took Mum's hand and tried to smile. Later, Mum said that when Mrs. Rogers did that, it was easy to forget all about the rotten things that she'd said. When Mum and Mrs. Rogers came home in a taxi a few hours later, Dad went over too to help Mrs. Rogers get settled. When they came back, he was grinning from ear to ear because he had heard Mrs. Rogers on the phone as they were leaving saying, My lovely neighbours help me, John. They're such good people, you know.